Good morning. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Extrapar's earnings conference call for the second quarter of 2022. Today with us we have André Yaze, Extrapar CEO, Emilio Sanchez, Extrapar CFO and Investor Relations Officer, and Daniel Soraggi, Financial Planning and Investor Relations Manager. Please be advised that this event is being recorded and that all attendees will only be listening to the conference call during the Extrapar presentation. We will then start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. If you need any assistance during the conference call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously over the internet via webcast, and it can be accessed at ri.extrapar.com.br, where the respective presentation is available. The selection of slides will be controlled by you. The replay of this event will be made available right after its end. We would like to remind you that the participants will be able to send via the website questions for the Extrapar that will be answered after the end of the conference by the Investor Relations area. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements that may be made during this conference call regarding Extrapar's business prospects, projections, operating and financial goals constitute beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as information that is currently available to Extrapar. Forward-looking statements are not performance guarantees and involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, as they refer to future events, and therefore they depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect Extrapar's future results and could lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such future conditions. I would now like to turn the floor to Mr. Yaze, CEO of Extrapar, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Yaze, the floor is yours. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is André Yaze. I'm Extrapar CEO, and today with me I have Emilio Sanchez, who is CFO and Investor Relations Officer, and Daniel Soraggi, Head of Investor Relations, and we will be talking a little bit about the results of the second quarter 22 of Extrapar. Going to page 3, we have today's agenda, starting with the second quarter highlights, then results. We will also be talking a little bit about electromobility, and then we will have our final remarks, and we will open for questions and answers. Going to page 5, we will now talk about the highlights for the second quarter. This has been undoubtedly a very positive quarter for the company in every aspect, starting with net revenue that grew 55.8% when compared with the same quarter last year. But also as a result of a more profitable portfolio and reduction in fixed costs, we managed to increase our cash growth margin to 24.9%. And if we compare with the previous year quarter, which was 13.5%, we have had a significant growth in this line. The EBITDA margin also increased very significantly, reaching 14.2%. And it continues a growth trend through the operating leverage that we have been reporting in the past quarters. Our short-term debts are in the final stage of renegotiation, where we will turn this long-term debt in a much longer payment terms. And in this digitalization process of our company, we have also seen a very significant growth in Our revenues in all digital platforms are a result of new products and services our company has been implementing, particularly with the acquisition of Azul Digital. And finally, recently, we've announced the signing of a merger transaction between the Ecovagas Estapar platform with Zeletric, which is the second biggest player in the market. This transaction will lead to the largest charging station network in the country, which is very important for our ESG strategy and also to create new lines of products and services. Going now to page number six, we will now have the second quarter highlights, talking now about net revenue. We had the pleasure to report a historical record for the second quarter in the history of Estapar. We reached 273 million Brazilian reals in net revenue. And that's not only it. If we look at the historical seasonality of our company, we will be able to see that we can expect more for coming quarters, as well as the recovery after the pandemic is something that is still occurring every month. So we hope that we still have more room to grow in terms of volume for the next months. Still looking at the net revenue now for Zona Azul in São Paulo, we can also see a very significant growth on a quarterly basis. As a result of the ramp-up of the operation that is still going on, and it shall go on growing in the next quarters. Another important highlight was the increase in digital transactions. Going now to page seven, we talk a little bit more about these figures, where in the Zona Azul in São Paulo alone, we reached 5.6 million in transactions in this quarter, and the total digital platforms of the company added to Zona Azul, we reached almost 10 million transactions. It's almost double of the second quarter 2021. Now, talking about revenues, there too we have a historical record where 15.5% of the company revenues started coming from revenues from our digital platforms, undoubtedly Azul Digital, which starting on April the 1st, started offering new products and services, as we can see here, has also been collaborating to this growth and to the digitalization process of Estapar. Going now to the next page of the highlights, page number 8, we will talk about the merging of the Estapar Ecovagas platform with Zeletric. We can see on this site chart the complementarity and the strategic rationale of this operation. Companies are very complementary, both in terms of the markets where they operate, the segments where they work, and also their revenue lines, which do not overlap. We believe that with this transaction, we'll be able to double the number of chargers installed by these companies combined. Revenue lines will go from one, which we have at Ecovagas, to five, and we will maintain the control of the company through the new governance structure, which is very important to Estapar. We are really confident that in the next 60 days, we will close this transaction because this transaction has been signed around 2 weeks ago. We will keep the market informed. Thank you very much. Now I give the floor to Emilio, which is our CFO, so that he talks a little bit more about the results of the second quarter. Emilio, the floor is yours. Good morning. Once again, I'd like to thank you for attending our conference call. Now, I will be talking about financial results, but before that, as usual, first, I would like to congratulate the whole Estapar team for the second quarter results, still focusing on our discipline, financial discipline. Another quarter where we had very strong recovery. We will also talk about our increase in revenue and all the financial results, as our financial debt and cash situation in late June 2022. Going now to page 10, we've finished June with 650 operations and over 441,000 parking spaces being managed by our company, increasing now the accreditation operations through Azul Digital, which is our last M&A, as has already been mentioned for the previous quarter. We also grew in terms of contracts leased and managed because we withheld investments for long-term contracts, reinforcing the strength of our sales team. We are focusing on the profitability and operating discipline of our team without losing quality in our service provision. Our churn in the period is within the average, which shows that we are resilient. On page 11, we again show that we had a strong growth in our net revenue in all segments of our business. Repeating what happened in the previous quarter, growth compared to 2021 is really accelerated, virtually reaching the same level as before the pandemic. July and early August already show us that the next quarters will be as strong as the first half of 2021. Our turnover was 273 million in the second quarter, a growth above 55% when compared to the second quarter 2021. Another quarter that has been consolidating what we have been talking to all our stakeholders, increasingly showing that we really got it right in our post-pandemic planning. Now going to page 12, we present our cash gross profit pre-IFRS 16 and IFRIC 12, showing our margin without accounting impacts. Here you can see the strong growth in margin. We went from 23 to over 68 million Brazilian reais, an almost threefold increase when compared with 2021. We are strongly recovering our revenue and margin every quarter, and we have been emphasizing that with our investors and creditors. As I said in the previous call, with a strong recovery of our revenue added to the efficient management of costs and the continuous maturation of the Zona Azul in São Paulo, we are not only confident, but we can already clearly see our increase in margin, which reached 24.9% in this quarter. Going now to page 13, we see our EBITDA pre-IFRS 16 and FRIC 12. With the recovery of our revenue and growth in our margin, we are consistently back to positive EBITDA, as we have seen in the past three quarters. We've virtually turned the page of the pandemic, going back to our growth cycle. This quarter, we reached 38 million EBITDA, same number as before the pandemic, with an increase of the margin we have been pursuing, and certainly with improvements for the quarters to come. Going now to page 14, we show our FFO. Another quarter with a positive indicator, a result of our recovery in 2022, and one additional negative indicator is in something of the past, even though we still have a direct impact on our financial leverage. Now we are focused on the reduction of our net debt and a recovery of our return. We know that our FFO will significantly improve every quarter. On page 15, we will talk about our financial loss over this period. We've virtually improved 40% when compared to the second quarter 2021. Our loss, as our FFO, has a direct impact on our high financial leverage. In spite of our recovery, revenue and margin of some operations are not enough yet to pay the depreciation and amortization of investments made in the past. With all our actions, we are confident that we will improve quarter by quarter this additional indicator. Going now to page 16, we present our cash flow for the quarter. On March 31st, we had 60 million in cash. We had a positive operating flow of 34.9 million. CapEx investment totaled 17 million. Taking some opportunities for the growth of the company, as we did in the first quarter of this year, and investment in our integration platform with Azul Digital, our variation of the financial debt, amortization of bank debt, payment of interest, and re-loans totaled a reduction of 900,000. We did amortization and refinanced our short-term debts with a focus on improving our short-term pressure. Thus, we closed June with 77.4 million reals. Going now to page 17, we established our financial debt with a decrease when compared to last year. We finished June with 779.3 million in net debt. In spite of the fact that this graph shows a snapshot of the cash position and short-term amortization, 224 million still to pay in 2022, we are really in a much better situation than last year. And we put together one slide to show the continuous financial deleverage of Estopar since 2021. In the dotted line, we see the stabilization of our net debt, which is the goal of the company, as I said previously. The columns refer to the quarter-by-quarter evolution of our EBITDA and cash generation for the past 12 months, LTM. And the dotted line in the middle shows the drop of the leverage debt and EBITDA LTM. If we go on like this, we are sure that our leverage will reach very healthy levels for a listed company. Well, I finish here my participation. Thank you very much for relying on our strategy. Unlike the past, our concern today regarding the debt is something that we are more and more controlled. Well, see you in the next call, and we will be bringing you more promising news. Now, I give the floor back to Deca. Thank you very much, Emilio. Well, let's continue now with our agenda. Item number three, we will talk about ESG, more specifically about electromobility. We have reported a great news recently, which was the signing of contracts with the Renault Group together with Ecovagas, where Renault joins now to Stellantis and Volvo as members of our company. This is very important because if we add together these three OEMs, they have around 51% of all the plates for these plug-in electric vehicles in Brazil. So the arrival of Renault reinforces the importance and the success of our electromobility strategy, which is focused on charging stations through Ecovagas, which together with Zelectric will become the biggest charging station platforms in Brazil. Talking now, or going now to the final remarks for this second quarter, we are really pleased to report the new phase of our company, reaching records in terms of revenues with structurally better and evolving margins. Our portfolio of operations is more and more profitable, and we see room for further growth on a monthly basis. The renegotiation of our debts has been very successful, a result of the improvement in our indicators of prospects of improvement, as well as the confidence creditors have always had in our company. And this enabled us to renegotiate our debts in market terms. The liquidity and efficient capital cost are undoubtedly the focus of our financial management. Reduction in leverage has been happening naturally with the operating results that have been improving on a monthly basis, which is the result of better revenue in our operations and also result of our financial discipline. And finally, the potential merger between Ecovagas and Zelectric will lead to the largest charging station network in Brazil, where the number of electric vehicles has been growing significantly. This shows once again that Estopar plays a key role and is a pioneer in this industry. Well, now let's open for questions and answers, and we will be available to you all. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, now we will start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star one. To remove a question from the list, please press star two. Our first question is by Hugo Grassi, Citibank. Good morning, how are you? André, Emilio, Daniel, congratulations for the results. Can you hear me? Hi there, Hugo. This is Daga speaking. Yes, we can hear you. Well, congratulations. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'd like to ask a question looking for the future of these charging segment in parking lots. Do you see anything in the future? How will be the monetization of this? Can we count on OEMs, on energy utilities to pay for the service? And also looking forward, can we already see in the future if every parking lot you have will in the future have a charging station? Thank you.
Hugo, thank you for the question. It's a pleasure to speak with you and with the Citibank folks. We see many opportunities in this segment. It's not by chance that we have entered in it, because we do believe that the dynamics and the behavior of users regarding charging of their vehicles will really change a lot. Before, they would go to a charging station for fuel. Now they will be able to charge their vehicles at home or at entertainment places or working places. Having said that, we will have some revenue lines. First is to sell the charging itself, so the charge for the vehicle. Secondly, to provide services of installation and sales of equipment through a signature for homes and businesses. And we also see a major opportunity, and this is something which is already underway, where the fleet owners, be it app drivers or cargo or delivery companies, they will be charging their vehicles close to the place that they will be delivering goods, or where these drivers have their customers. So we will have quick charging stations at strategic places throughout the city. And undoubtedly, if Estopar is part of that, this will mean that we will be competitive, because we will be present in the main areas in the main cities in Brazil. I think this is how we see this business going forward. Once again, thank you for your question.
Well, I thank you. Now, questions that have been sent through the webcast platform. Good morning, this is Daniel. We have a question here by Carlos Herrera from Quantum Insight. I'll read his question. Considering the latest acquisitions, in a normal scenario, with gain of synergy that has been achieved, what level of EBITDA margin and FFO margin you will think you will be able to reach? Additionally, you have a relevant amount of debt that will be due this year. How are conversations for later payment? Are you looking at an increase in capital? Carlos, it's a pleasure to talk with you and people from Condor. Well, first question. Undoubtedly, transactions we have been doing, which we did in the past, opening new avenues for growth with a focus on providing new services and products to our customers, be B2B and B2C, put us in a very privileged position regarding the market. So we do expect to improve both in EBITDA margin and FFO. I cannot anticipate here what the percentage we expect, but we do believe in a significant increase in the next few months and years. Now, regarding your second question, regarding our short-term debt, we feel really comfortable that very soon we will have good news, which we will be reporting to the market. And this concern of debts to be paid in 2022 is not something that we are anxious about. We are really comfortable that we will be successful. Now, finally, regarding the possibility of new capital increases, well, that's always a choice the company has in hand, considering that we have an indebtedness level that is still a little bit high in terms of net debt, and an increase in capital always helps in that regard. But as Emilio mentioned today, our leverage with a return of
a very strong return in terms of cash. It reduces month by month, and we believe that in the next quarters, it will reach really pretty adequate levels. Of course, an increase in capital always helps us in our growth strategy, considering that we have a robust pipeline to deliver. So, as I said, it's always a choice, but no short-term decision has been made in this regard. Carlos, thank you again for your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you that to ask a question, please press star one. We are now closing the Q&A session. I'd like to turn the floor to Mr. Yaze for his final remarks. Mr. Yaze, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank all who have attended our results conference call for the second quarter. A special thank you to all company Estapar employees who working together and as a team that was worked very in a, with a lot of focus, managed to bring us the best quarterly result of the company post-pandemic, which shows a significant recovery in our core business. And additionally, I'd like to highlight the two biggest avenues for growth that we have been building. One of them is Ecovagas charging stations, now with the possible merger with Zelectric, and on the other hand, with the acquisition of Azul Digital, that is already bringing us results and a new avenue for growth, creating one single platform to solve all issues drivers have in one single spot. Having said that, we have a very positive expectations for the next quarters. We are also happy to have delivered, and we think that this will also improve month by month. The operating leverage, where we have a better return, an increasingly better return, and the seasonality, which we expect for the next quarters, will probably come. And with that, results will possibly improve. We are pretty optimistic. And once again, I'd like to thank all Estapar employees. Thank you very much.
So we hereby close Estapar conference call. Thank you all for your participation and have a nice day. And thank you for using Chorus Call.